Welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
You're recording? Are you on your thing?
I'm on my thing. I got a red light. I'm recording. You got a red light.
Yep. Double red light district.
Am I higher than you guys now? No.
Well, you are taller than us, Jerry. This thing's going to fucking explode. Ooh, let's start.
All right. Hey, welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
Welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
I usually do the intro.
But you're going to say it. You gotta say, we're all gonna say it.
We're all gonna say, welcome to Serial Podcast 9, episode
100.
100. 100. 100.
One thing I will say is the intro cannot be either one of the two current intros we have. So I'll get you one, or you tell me, like, just get me anything, because they're not good. So
why did you wait till we turn the cameras on?
Because I just realized that.
Yo, I'm just saying it right now. I guarantee you just listen to an old intro.
The percentage of what this episode number would be. 100, 100%. It's the old song.
Fucking terrible.
You send me whatever you like, and no, I'll put it
in. I feel Ryan's been saying that for since the last time, 2 months ago.
Oh, it's been more than 2 months. Here's the thing. I didn't even think we were going to do another podcast. It's been a really long time.
You mean like podcasts generally?
Yeah, we just stopped doing them. We just kind of... It felt like we packed it up and put it away. Like we ran out of runway.
It feels
runway.
Like this, like life got in the way. We were busy. Things were happening.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
What would you say you got busy with?
Building cars. Getting ready to go to
Are you worried that it's not recording?
I'm worried that his is facing completely the wrong way. I just don't know if that's you know what I mean? It's probably fine, but it's probably better if it's actually facing your...
Well, it has this little bit. I'm sure he's...
Well, now it's probably too loud.
Possible, but I kind of don't think so. Anyways, life got in the way.
Kevin was explaining.
Kevin said life
got in the way. No, I'm over it. Gerard, life got in the way. One day you're 50, you know?
Yeah, basically.
This got so sad.
You know, 47. Fuck.
That's not 50.
It's 3 fucking years.
Yeah, well, I'm 40. I'm just a 40-year-old.
40 is a sick age, though.
It's not the best. I fell off a skateboard the other day, and I hurt myself. I don't know how to skateboard. What is a 40-year-old man doing on a skateboard?
But I mean, you don't know how to skateboard. It's unfortunate that you're 40 and don't know how to skateboard.
I don't know. It just feels
the way I think about it is, I don't know. My dad at 40 wasn't, trying to learn how to skateboard. That's a pretty young person. You gotta have a young person mentality to be
doing that. All right.
I rode my bike the other day.
Jesus, so we're not here to talk about this.
We're here to talk about anything we want to talk about.
I feel like we have a topic that's great, but okay.
Yeah, but there's gotta be a little bit of this.
Yeah,
then
this
it's not Serial Podcast 9.
They don't want to hear about Final Bout.
I mean, dude, they've already seen the video. Final Bout was 7 months ago. I'm sure you're all, you're getting ready for the next one by now.
Yeah, we're in Final Bout prep again.
Exactly. We're already on the next one.
You look deep in thought, Jerry, and I'm worried about
it. I was
you.
Just thinking. I was I took my bike out, and I was, practicing manuals. I was man, it was, actually pretty good. Did some pretty decent manuals on my street bike. I just, it sucks because I haven't ridden my bike, at all this year.
Because you were busy. Life got in the way. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a beer I bought in Chicago on the Final Bout trip, in fact.
Oh, good.
It's called Beezer. It's named after a band I don't really like, but...
Weezer?
I assume so. I mean, I can't... Oh, so
I Weezer, don't think it's named after Weezer.
No? I don't know. That was my first...
Could also be Geezer.
Well, I mean, it's hazy and it's beer, so it could be Beezer,
Who knows, really? Old Irvine Brewing Co. It's a hazy IPA, 7%.
What does hazy IPA even mean?
You came to the right place.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Okay. It's the best.
You want a sour beer? Do you want a bubbly?
Two straws.
No, I'm okay. I got water.
I got a two straws milkshake
IPA. I had that in my fridge for fucking a decade.
No, you didn't because it's a limited release and it came out a few months ago.
It was not that particular one, but one that was very, the same.
Yeah, Twin Sales.
Yeah, Twin Sales, but also it was
mocha, chino, fruity, milk, beer, stout, some shit like that.
Well, then it's not then.
With lactose?
All right.
Some fucking weird ass crazy beer.
Yeah, too much. Just too much.
And I was I'm going to drink that one day. And then every time I go to drink it, I'm gotta fucking drink this.
Yeah, exactly. It's too much. Yeah. Every time you're like, yo, I'm gonna have a drink, you're like, nah, that's not the drink for now.
I don't think that was a Twin Sails beer, but I'll let it.
It was the exact same colorway. And like, I do remember this.
Okay.
Anyways, you gave it to me. Like, so it probably was.
Oh, maybe. Well, then I'm a good friend who gives you nice beer and you don't do shit with it. Just like, well, thanks for appreciating it.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Final Bout.
Final Bout. So Final Bout was cool.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, we bouted. We bout that life at Final Bout.
So yeah, it felt like we've taken a lot of time off between now and our last podcast.
Let's hope that the...
I feel like we took more time off between the 98 to 99 than we did from this to this, but maybe...
They're just slowing down.
But we're also away for a week, so maybe that...
Yeah, we took a ton of time off. People have started sending me like, they're like, look at this podcast gear. I'm like, are you telling me that I should get back into doing the podcast? And they're like, maybe, which is nice. Thanks for reaching out. If you were worried about us not doing the podcast, I appreciate that. Also, if you think we should keep doing the podcast, let us know, because 100 episodes is a lot of episodes.
It is. Yeah. It is a lot.
Is it better as a video? Is it better as just audio? We haven't even released the audio on Spotify for the last one, so maybe as of right now, if you're hearing this and you haven't listened to the last one, it'll be on Spotify. Episode 99. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so cool. Anyway, whatever you think, reach out to one of us and let us know. Yeah. I originally wanted to say that I was drinking tour water, but then I was like,
tour
Yeah, but it's actually 6.5% tour water. Anyway, tour water is like what they give athletes that are, you know,
sponsored by Monster.
Monster, and they're like, you can't get out of a car and chug a Monster and be like, oh, I did it. So they give them tour water.
Water in a can.
Yeah.
That looks like Monster.
Yeah. It's essentially, it would be the same as...
having BC stickers, but running stances.
Yes. I was going to say, what's that thirst murderer drink that they get in the U.S.?
Death water.
I was going to say, liquid death?
Liquid death. We're not sponsored by anyone. So if you want to sponsor us, beer, let me know.
Do you think Stone Cold is like smashing real beers together? Or do you think that was like some...
Those are real beers.
Yeah.
Back then.
Do you think they were mostly going in his mouth?
No, none of it was in the mouth.
Like, it's a lager. It's real, like, easy drinking.
Yeah.
You could just crush those all
And
day.
I mean, he's probably so fucked up that he could put anything in his mouth. Like, he'd probably be fine.
American beers.
He's probably pouring gasoline in his mouth.
No! Stone Cold was a specimen. I mean, both of his knees were shot at the end, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like an okay guy.
okay for what?
I don't know. I think he beat up Vince McMahon in the hospital. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. Hey, quick, who's your favorite pro wrestler of all time?
The Rock.
That checks out, Kevin. Don't you fucking take my answer.
Well, I think you're going to say Bret the Hitman Hart.
I'm not going to say Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, no, okay. I almost feel like I want to say, like, Sting, maybe Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh shit!
Yeah. What about Big Sexy Kevin Nash?
Oh yeah, he was Super Shredder.
I mean, truthfully, I only say The Rock is the only motherfucker I know. I don't know any.
You just said Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, I know that. I know The Rock and like probably like Hulk Hogan.
Macho Man is my.
But I mean, that's like four of like the most popular wrestlers. Any other one, I'd just be like, who? You know what I mean?
Shawn Michaels.
No.
Oh.
What's that?
John Cena.
I know John Cena, but what's also that, like, Ed McMahon or, like, the Vince boss
McMahon.
Guy?
Vince McMahon.
Vince
McMahon, yeah. Boss Man, yeah. Big Boss Man, isn't it?
Ric Flair, yeah.
Ric Flair? Yeah. Oh, he's good, but yeah.
Ultimate Warrior?
He's a bit out there, though.
What do you mean he's a bit out there?
Okay.
It's Macho Man is my favorite.
Yeah.
In retrospect, is the best to listen to. Anyway, okay. We went to Chicago collectively.
I feel like this is a good representation of Chicago, you know? Just sitting around, talking nonsense, having fun.
I don't think this is a good representation of Chicago at all. It's mostly Gerard giving me shit for stuff.
When?
All the time.
What did he give you shit for?
Yo, Eric has an amazing story from that, and he like loves it. Where basically he like was like, all right, like Ryan, like basically like this is exactly what you need to do. Do it like this. blah, 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 blah. And he looks up to Eric and goes like, Eric, you know exactly what to do. Just do it. I'll figure it out though.
I just meant like as far as the driving part, like, cause you know, like, honestly, I feel like for driving, that's like kind of the hardest part is like for somebody to fucking keep up and to like,
no, I know what you meant.
Yeah, Eric, I don't really think that Silverado was ever going to keep up with the Blit, though.
Oh, yeah, there is no way. Like, in hindsight, okay, let's pack that up and get to that point when we get there, because that is a down-the-road bit. Yeah, so I didn't think we were going to do the podcast because I thought we were going to be really busy editing videos. However, in a very shitty way, my external hard drive that has all the footage on it needs to be repaired, so it gave me a bunch of time. So over the next little bit, I can work on the podcast. That said, we have released a video that kind of tells the first part of our trip. If you haven't checked it out already, please do. It's on the YouTube channel.
It's on the same channel you're watching this on.
Yeah, unless you're on Spotify, and then it's not. But it's fine. So you can watch that. And then theoretically, if everything works out, we will have more videos after this. So we're not going to give you the full rundown of everything that we did because it feels like a big time spoiler. But Cole's notes, as you've probably already figured out, we all went to Chicago. These two brought their cars. We met our friend Carter Jackson, third member.
Team Serial 9.
And we did a bunch of shit in Chicago. And then we went to Shawano, Wisconsin, so that they could drift and I could record them with Satoshi and myself. Did media. Soha was there. And our good pal, Eric, you know what to do, Weber, was there. So that is the gist of it. So, other thing to say, you guys have done Final Bout before. You did Gallery. Mm-hmm. I was
2019.
At 2019.
Because mm-hmm. apparently there's two galleries. Someone said.
No.
There's only one gallery.
Oh, okay.
That person is full of shit.
Well, I thought they knew more than I did.
They don't.
No, there's one gallery.
And so, yeah, I've been to the first Final Bout, and then I went to Gallery. And then this one. And then we've all done special stage.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest. We went to Final Bout 2.
We went to 2-2.
Yeah.
In 2015.
Yeah.
Went to the and then we've one. Been to, yeah, we've been to, mm-hmm. we've been to a few special stages.
All right. Cool. So that is the gist of it. So that being said, how was Final Bout 7?
I mean, I think the experience itself was kind of more the thing. I mean, I do definitely enjoy Final Bout, but to me, it's like the whole experience of the Chicago kind of thing is all about. That's, I don't know, like you get to see all these friends or people, internet people that you like talk to all the time and, you know, you don't really actually see them that much or you've never met them before. Like I met Alexi, which I've talked to him online for like 10 years. We met a couple of Japanese teams, but we re-met up with, like, you know, all the Chicago guys that we've seen sort of multiple times, but we don't, like, hang out with them that often. Pretty cool. I like Chicago a lot. Like, just the place itself is cool. The culture is cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, American.
Very, you know? Midwest.
Yeah, it's cool. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't like feel like a second home, but like it feels like when you're there, like, you know, we kind of know our way around a little bit. Like, you know, we know like some of the places.
Yeah, it's not unfamiliar.
Yeah, and we have like, you know, homies there that we'd be like, oh, like I'm going to text him. I'm going to call him. I'm going to like mm-hmm. meet up with him. That's like, it's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like we don't have that in like Cali. We don't go, we've been to Cali a couple times, but we've only been to Cali like once with our cars. So.
Mm. Yeah. Well, if you're in California and want to be Gerard's friend, just reach out and send them a pic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, that's cool. Kevin, what, I mean, it's a very like broad strokes question, but we can dig into it more. What did you think of Final Bout?
What did I think of Final Bout? I mean, I had a great time. It was a great automotive vacation. I feel like I've gotten to take a lot of those recently and that feels awesome. Man, the like shipping the cars there, that was something else. Like just like showing up across the continent to your car.
That was really cool.
is super sick.
Well, also the funny thing was that we expected them to go on some sort of like lowest common denominator open trailer thing.
Yeah.
And then they actually shipped on like a very high end stacker trailer. I mean, who knows how
they got there, but yeah, they were.
Yeah, like immaculate. We raised them up and did all sorts of stupid stuff and wasted all this time when in fact we just like drive it on and they put it on. So next time we'll know if we do that again or when we do that again, that you can actually just have the cars look super gangster the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, showing up, hopping in your car in another complete, like next is Japan. Ship the cars in Japan, hop in, drive the cars in Japan. That's going to be so sick.
That's you driving the car in Japan. Yeah, and Kevin, you've done, it feels like every, and so have you, Gerard, but car vacation-wise, you've driven your car, in like drift car, an extreme distance. Yeah. You've put it on a trailer and traveled with it an extreme distance, and now shipped it an extreme distance. And there's nothing you're missing from the experience, the road trip experience, is the plane meeting your car at a drift car, the best there is.
Perfect. It's the most expensive though too.
Yeah, yeah.
Undeniably. But like honestly, I think it cost the same to get the four cars there to gallery as it did to get the two cars there this year.
Wow.
I mean, yes and no, because you're also maybe not factoring in the time lost driving with the truck.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but yeah.
Yeah, like...
That's just the vehicles, because, like, we still had to get ourselves there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like...
But honestly, like, getting you and Ryan and I there was, like, less than a quarter of getting the cars there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, flights are, like, generally relatively cheap. But yeah, I mean, last time we lost like 2 weeks worth, like we lost a solid week and a half worth of work.
I mean, it was 4 days of driving there and 4 days of driving back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a week and a half.
Well, I meant, I just
but
mean,
then like, you're there.
But then you're there.
Yeah.
I guess you're,
we're still there. We're still lost 10 days of work this time too, or whatever.
But we were like creating content there this time.
Yeah. Hopefully. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, last time we created content, it was just a smaller amount of content because we didn't have people there specifically to create.
Yeah, and we also didn't have a plan. We didn't have like.
I mean, our plan was just to go there.
Yeah, exactly. The plans were to go and be there.
I will say that I feel like we drove more that time, but the cars felt more
dialed
and less. But I don't know. The Altezza was just as haphazardly, like if not more.
Yeah, but it was also more stock.
It definitely was way more stock. Stock turbo, stock injectors. It had an ECU.
Yeah, it just had an ECU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like... Yeah, it wasn't like all this new shit.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite part of the trip?
The fucking... My least favorite part of the fucking trip was the fact that my car didn't fucking run properly. I went there and my car fucking was acting like a piece of shit for half the fucking event. And part of... Chicago. That pissed me off because like I just wanted to, like I had to learn how to fucking drive again, and I just needed a car that just needed to do what I needed it to do when I needed to do it. I wish that I had had more drift testing time with my car before bringing it there.
Yeah,
because it had an issue when we first drifted at a gala, and I didn't know what it was, and it like. Yeah, I didn't even get like fucking three laps in at Gala. And then I took it to Penticton, or not Penticton, Western, to Western, and it was totally fine. So I thought, okay, cool. And then that weird problem that it does didn't really present itself on the street because I drive it all the time on the street. And it definitely didn't present itself on the dyno because it's like steady state. So I don't actually know what it is.
So what you need to be doing is street drifting more.
Street drifting more and street tuning more. That's what I need to do. Because I do think it's actually the mechanical problem. It's some sort of weird, like, intermittent mechanical. Like, it almost feels like a wire. It could be that, but it somehow feels like G-force related. That's why we thought it was a fuel problem. I thought initially it was a fuel problem.
You're going into the D dimension. That's why. No.
Dinosaurs.
Before I say my thing, I want to know, Kevin, what was your least favorite part of the trip?
When I beat him in the race on the highway.
I'm just kidding. I don't think he cares.
I didn't even know we were racing.
Yeah, that's why you stayed. That's why you stayed in fifth gear. You're like, ugh.
But also, of course, you won. You are a street racer from back in the day. Kevin is one thing.
And that's upset about traffic. I feel like I had two least favorite things. One was going from the wrap shop meeting to the Grid Life meeting.
So like the pre-meet or the meet?
Going from the middle meet to the post-meet.
Yeah, for the after party.
Yeah, exactly. We got separated from the main group and ended up taking a different way, which it seemed like half the other cars did take that way. But Carter was having an issue with his car, thought he couldn't go into fifth gear. So he's like, I can only go 100. So then, like, I don't really know where I'm going. I'm trying to follow these other cars that are not going 100 kilometers an hour. And, like, Carter's way back behind me. And, like, I got the Japanese guy in my car. And I'm literally just, like, driving around like a little bitch the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, that kind of sucked. Like, I was, you know, because that was, I know that was, like, probably the thing that Gerard loved the most. And, like, the whole, like, leading up to Final Bout was the thing he wouldn't shut up about, like, was, like, ripping it on the highway. And, like, it was fun last year, last time. And, like, didn't really get that experience this time. So, like, that was a bit of a bummer.
I mean, last year your experience was also a little bit fucked up.
Yeah, but I was ripping it. That's why it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this experience is less stressful. But and then we went up on the Friday. And that set me up really poorly because Saturday morning I'm like getting a battery tie down and like I have to leave the track to fill the car up with gas and like, you know, like do this and do that. And so like I didn't start driving till like 1:30 or something. It was like they'd literally just shut down the Super D course. And
no, like, not the Super D, not beginner, but like.
Yeah, the Super D Leona.
No, it was not because it's shorter.
Oh.
The Super D has the full extended back. It was like a half length of that. You come in on that.
I never drove it, so I didn't know. Yeah. It was like straight on to advance with the car, like that I've never drifted. So like,
yeah,
in hindsight, like definitely would have preferred to go up to Shuano on the Thursday, have the whole Friday to do everything, like get the Airbnb ready, get the car ready.
Or at least be there Friday, more like Friday.
That's what I'm saying. You're there all day Friday. Like,
yeah, we went on Friday, but got there.
Was a 4-hour drive. We tried to leave at 10. There, you know, you gotta get gas. There's this, that, and the other. We ended up getting there at like 7:30 or something. You know?
Right. We did show up quite late.
You had to get the wideband. Not that it costed a lot of time.
But no, I know.
But shout out to Chob for setting that up.
Yeah.
One thing I was gonna say when you asked him about another shitty time, I mean, I guess it's not. It actually ended up not being the biggest deal, but like our pallet didn't show up.
Oh yeah. That is shitty.
Yeah. So, like,
yeah, that was.
I think it was more like a mental sort of thing because, like, I was, you know, like checking the app and, like, looking, you know, hopefully you don't miss it and, like, waiting for. Because, anyways, we were supposed to have this pallet of all of our tires, our spares, another jack, extra, like, specialized tools. Luckily, we brought minimum stuff for the Chicago portion. So I had four tires.
We had a small floor jack. We had spare front and rear wheels and tires. We had minimal toolkit. We had fluids, you know. We had road trip and drive around in an extremely modified car type stuff.
Yeah.
But we didn't have like, hey, I'm going to a 2-day drift event to thrash on my car level of supplies.
But the craziest part is Serial 9 cars, Serial 9 parts, Serial 9 built. None of the cars had an issue whatsoever.
Why is that the crazy part? That seems like the most.
I know, but I'm just saying that's good.
I would say that's the most obvious part of all of this is the Serial 9 parts.
Yeah, obviously the Serial 9 parts work flawlessly.
Yeah.
We abused the living life out of them.
Yeah, it was everything else that stank. No, I don't know.
Definitely a lot of like abuse on those parts for that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't go frequently to US Air, you're going to go off a few times. You know, and like there were definitely some excursions that were hard on the car.
Yeah, you were getting it. You were grinding.
I feel like I was on the course more this time. Like, I feel like in the Alteza, I had some, like, wild offs.
Oh, really?
And on this time, I didn't have anything that was too...
Yeah, I swear I only spun twice, maybe three times. Yeah. The AKs, like, definitely helped that. But there were definitely some lines where I'm like, that's not the line. You're just like, drive over this or fully like cockeyed on that, and which sets you up for like the, you know, like the curb on the other corner. Like, yeah. You're just like, once you mess up one on that track, you're kind of like, you should just sort of dial it back and like reset, because like, you're just trying to like catch, you know, like you're trying to like catch the neck.
I feel it's the opposite. Like, I feel like it's like, oh, I'm like a little bit offline here, but if I keep going, then I can still be online for the next part. But it's like, oh, I'm a little bit offline here. I'm just going to like cancel the drift. And then it's like, you're definitely not going to get the next three.
No, not cancel the drift. I just mean like, yeah, I mean, maybe, yeah. I mean, I think that's an experience thing too on my part. It's like, I wasn't like fast enough to figure out half the shit that I'm supposed to be doing at the time I'm doing it. Yeah. So like I'm like recovering.
Whoa, sorry. This giant spider just crawling on my arm.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like recovering from like overshooting the first one, right, and like aiming for the second one. And like, you know, maybe I get it, maybe I don't, but like my line is definitely like off. So but yeah, there was a few good laps, a few not very good laps.
Right.
So. The car shot a lot of fire, so that was cool.
That car did shoot a lot of fire, which is wild.
Yeah, I remember being behind it when it did the real big one and just being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, his car's completely just on fire.
Well, I'm just
fighting
like,
a dragon. Yeah. That is a giant fucking spider.
Yeah, that was a guy on my arm.
That little fucking guy?
It's pretty big.
Huh? He's not fat or like substantial. He's just large in overall size.
And in charge.
Yeah. He girthy boy.
So yeah, what was your favorite part?
We didn't even ask what Ryan's least favorite part was. Yes. I think we all know.
Yeah, but no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. But we all know what it was.
You're just an NPC.
What was the least favorite part?
Fucking lobster roll, man. Fucking hate that lobster. Yeah.
That was the worst
part? No, I think, honestly. I
mean, that place was pretty trash.
Yeah, that.
I don't understand how it has like 4.5 stars. I literally looked it up two days ago.
Dude, it's very easy. It's a beach fucking place. It's the only place to eat there. And people go there to get fucked up.
Well, I mean, the reviews were all like, oh, they had great music and the dancing was so lively.
Yeah, that's for people that ain't got no taste. No.
No, that's 100% what it is.
It's for people that want to do those things.
I will say this. Like, yeah, we went to this beach in the middle of the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it did feel like this weird vacation from the vacation.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like this weird juxtaposition of driving these crazy cars around in this massive fucking concrete city.
Yeah.
But we just spent 5 hours like hanging out at the beach and like being at the beach club for a bit.
Yeah,
it's a bit weird.
I think like, so look, I'll just shoot straight with everyone. We're here for honesty. That part was Thursday was a bit of a struggle for me just because like plans kept changing. I'm not used to that. I learned a lot about myself on this trip. I was like, when you say in typical Serial 9 fashion, I'm always like, oh, what a throwaway line. And at that point I was like, oh yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, because there was a point where, like...
like, we, like, walked to the cars with a destination. Within 2 minutes, we didn't even get in the cars. We decided a completely new destination. Yeah.
Jerry was standing up, and he's like, all right, let's go to Pequot's. And then he sat down in his car. He's like, let's not go to Pequot's. And I was like, God damn. And that is fine. It's fine. Like, I understand when you travel with people. But then I was like, oh, man, like, I'm... not as easygoing as I thought that I was. It's like, was my takeaway. It's like, in my mind, I was like, it made sense to go to Pequot's. I was like, people are there.
Yeah.
We missed it, though. We were too late.
I didn't even, anyway. Yeah, and I was just like.
Maybe. Also, yeah, we should mention, how many people did we have? Seven? Eight.
Eight.
We had eight people.
Yeah.
So managing eight people cohesively is difficult.
Tough. Yeah, that's like eight people's wants and desires, eight people's hunger levels, eight people assuming this is going to happen.
Eight people's like personalities.
Yeah.
And luckily, honestly, like there was no conflict. No
really.
Conflict. I mean, like I was definitely, was Thursday the day we walked around Chicago?
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know what we're doing. I'm not into it, but I'm just going to go along with it. I don't care.
Yeah, that was the other thing. It's like we went to the Bean, and then it felt like we didn't. We just kind of like walked around, and it's like, oh, maybe we should have.
Yeah.
Because like you're trying to walk around this giant city, but like you're covering 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers worth of like 15K worth of stuff. Like it's just, you're not.
So that, like, it was good. And what I'm happy, I was happy about the outcome of that day because it contributed to the video. And people so far, if you haven't watched it, seem to enjoy that portion of the video. It was stressful.
Was that the night that we went? That was a hard day.
We left relatively early, the hotel. We did the like food thing. We went to like Pep Boys. Then we went to the Bean. Yeah. Then we like walked around. Then we like went to the waterfront. And then we walked. Yeah. Then we went to the beach.
Oh, we went to the waterfront. Then beach.
And then we ate at the beach. And then we drove around trying to like figure out where and how to film the Chicago city.
It's like in a city that we have.
Then
no
we went and got
idea.
Beers.
Yeah, that was important to me.
And then we went and did the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then we drove home. And the next day we had to drive.
Yeah.
To Shawano.
Yeah.
So that was a long day. I think that was a long day for everybody. Everybody at the end was done.
I was fine at the end. But you had to tell me to stop filming, and that was fine. But that part was, for me, was what I felt like that was a task that I was ready to do. What I wasn't ready to do was not drink beer at the beach club because they didn't have any good beer, and then have a subpar meal. But that's fine. I get it.
You can drink other things that aren't beer sometimes.
Horseshit.
I mean, I had that other fucking thing. It was terrible.
Spicy margarita? You got two of them.
I know, and they were both terrible.
I mean, I ate the watermelon. It was okay.
That's got nothing to do with the drink, but sure.
You're right. I did drink things that weren't beer on this trip. I did. But at that place, I was like,
wasn't it like
the cost of what people were getting, that was like when my Canadian brain kicked in. And I was like, yo, the exchange rate on this shit ain't it. And I was like, nah.
I didn't have a drink there either. I just didn't want a drink at that point.
Those are the situations where you're kind of like at those particular places. So, I mean, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, you're basically at a beach club. It's only the only restaurant there. It's obviously going to have the terrible, shitty food. Yeah. You know, it's like kind of pub food. It's totally mediocre.
Yeah.
It's overpriced. And they got drinks, but like they're also overpriced. And they're obviously
just
terrible.
So what was
the worst
thing you ate this trip? I already know. Like, because you said the worst thing about the whole trip was what that thing you ate. So like, so Gerard, what was the worst thing you ate?
I don't know. It was all like what? It wasn't
that
really
a hot dog where I wasn't with you.
You didn't like that milkshake.
The worst thing. Yeah, the worst thing I ate was at Portillo's. You ain't missing much. It's just one of those things. It's like, I mean, it's like In and Out.
That hot dog from Grid Life wasn't good, but I mean also that.
That's exactly like, the same as what we had.
But I feel like that hot dog was like made 2 hours ago. And
doesn't matter. It's the same exact fucking thing. You know? Exactly.
I didn't mind what I had, but you at that restaurant was, I was going to say, was maybe one of my favorite things. Because, like, you were fucking hungry and amped as shit. Man. You were, like, trying to upgrade your meal, and you were upgrading to this fucking milkshake that had a whole cake in it.
So they had a special, two hot dogs and a milkshake or some shit. And I'm like, okay, whatever, I can just have a milkshake because we're in middle America and it seems like the right thing to do at 11 p.m. is have a milkshake. And then they're like, oh, we got like this limited edition, what's it, fucking pumpkin spice?
No, it was a cake. It was like a
pie. I know, but it was.
It wasn't pumpkin. It was like
pumpkin cake.
Not caramel?
It might have been like a caramel something or other.
Anyway, some sort of super duper cake, limited edition cake in the milkshake. And then so Tosh bought it, and I was like, yo, like, you guys put the cake in the milkshake? She's like, yeah, we put it in, we blend it up. And I was like, that sounds fucking sick. And then so I upgraded that, but I kind of, like, tried to, like, milk it. I was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, that sounds really good. Like, can you just, like, do it? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then so she does, and then she's like, that'll be, like, $1.50. I was like, fuck, like, I didn't want it that
now
much.
Now I gotta use my debit
for $1.50 American. And anyways, man, it literally tastes like somebody I don't even know. Like,
put a cake in a milkshake.
No, like, I don't know what, like, artificial, the fakest, most gross sugar possible, and, like, mainlined it into your fucking vein. Dude, it was so bad. I don't even know how Toast, like, annihilated it.
He was hungry. He
was
hungry.
I took two sips, and A, it was so ungodly thick. It was like, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
you
get, like
the one
your
sip.
Your neck is all sucked.
Yeah.
In,
like, yeah. It's like the enjoyment factor just like, boom. Yeah. And then you finally get the like taste.
20 minutes. Yeah.
You finally get the taste of it and you're just like, sugar. Like it was
I
the
just
worst.
Loved that you got it. I was like,
so
what the
bad.
Fuck are you doing, man? Anyway.
Yeah.
And so if it wasn't that, then like, was it the beach club?
I don't even remember what I had. I think I played it real safe.
No, you got mad at the beach club because they put like beef bacon on it or some shit.
Oh, I mean, I think it did say that in the menu, but yeah, what the fuck? I don't like that. I'd be upset about that too.
Yeah, so it said like it was like bacon cheeseburger. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then it like gave a description. It was like the bacon was beef bacon because I took a bite. I'm like super hungry. I'm like, okay, big burger, cool. Like. You know, like, burgers aren't generally great. Like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, the regular burger that you can, yeah, like, yeah. accept and, like, yeah, it's fine because it's a burger. And then there's, like, the dope burgers that are, like, you're, like, whoa, this is so good. So I was expecting...
Then there's, like, the blue cheeseburger.
That's, like, that's, like, it's, like, glitching out. Like, yeah. Like, but anyways, yeah, so I assumed it was just going to be, like, a pretty mid, like, acceptable burger, which it was. For the first two bites, and then I'm like, yo, like this kind of like has like a weird taste. And then Satoshi was just like, yeah, man, it's like beef bacon. And I was like, it's what?
What?
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
And then I looked in it and I was like, yeah, is that why it's so chewy?
Yeah.
And then we looked and we're like, oh God. It's bad. Should have just bought chicken strips or some shit.
Yeah. But that was.
Well, then the thing that they had, like, the wings weren't even, like, normal-ass wings. Oh. They were, like, lollipop wings or what?
Yeah. So I will say that given that it was us, and I think
no
we...
fuck Shipwreck, or whatever it's called. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I saw the, like, the credit card.
And it was, yeah, it wasn't, like, 300. Oh, and then they couldn't figure out the goddamn bill for 40 minutes. I was so choked, I left.
It was funny because, like, the second you left, she was like, hey, here's your bill. Like,
oh, man. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here because I'm going to, like, lose my mind.
Gerard, what do you mean? You were losing your mind, yeah.
Yeah, but I was, like, going to lose my mind on her.
Yeah. Like, she was just like, yo, like, four people called in sick. And she was like, this entire side of this building is mine.
I was just like, I can't. Yeah, I didn't want to be an asshole, so I just, like, left.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, we all decided that was the best idea.
I think, okay, and I will say, because if Carter is going to listen to this or watch this, I would imagine that was Carter's favorite part of the day. He loves that place, I think. Like, he likes it. Also, Carter loves a lake, so that makes total sense for Carter.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a lake?
I mean, I'm not crazy about a lake.
Yeah, I know you're not crazy
yeah,
about a lake.
I'm
crazy about water generally.
Yeah, fucking, and that's...
Water is life, Ryan.
Well, yeah, let it flow through you. I think I'm going to just say a thing and be like, the three of us, I feel like all kind of appreciate nicer food. And probably we were in Chicago. I get it. There was a lot of shit going on. You guys needed gas. We needed to get out of traffic, but like we probably in hindsight could have planned and been like, yeah, there's a better restaurant we can all go to. And then
I didn't think we were going for the restaurant. I thought we were going for the beach. We didn't even know there was a restaurant there, I think.
No.
Yeah, that was a discovery, and then I was like, guess we're eating here? And I was like,
yeah, I would have definitely 100,000% preferred to eat elsewhere, but like we were there. And honestly, like that was probably one of the only times where our crew sort of separated, and like the guys who didn't want to do like the beach thing just sat at the the restaurant and started sort of drinking, but not really because it was too expensive.
Well, I mean, Carter drank.
Carter's at the beach with us.
Oh, but then he came up and drank after.
Yeah.
But like we could have then just, but then they were like, oh, we have a spot here, so we're like, okay, whatever, sure, like.
Well, also, yeah, like at that point, maybe traffic still was nuts because we were there for a while after that.
Yeah, it took us 30 minutes to drive 5 kilometers, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then also, like, the entrance was just so mangled, you buckled your fender. It was like it was like a complete clusterfuck of like entry, Uber drop off, and like a gate to get in, and like,
And like and a crosswalk.
Yeah.
On like right on like Lakeshore Drive. A bike lane. Yeah. Like. Yeah.
It was a thing.
Yeah,
and at the end, and then we went and did the shoot.
I was like, the parking attendant and I like got into it a bit. He's like, yo, man, you can't park there. I'm like, I'm well aware of that. I'm just like stopping for 1 second so I can ask my friend something. And he's like, well, stop over there. Yeah. This is a fire lane. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know that. Like, fuck. Like, fuck you.
It was a fucking thing. But the takeaway from all of this, I feel like you all probably both already had the solution, was time is, if we just had an extra day, probably would have solved most of our problems.
Yes, if we went 1 day earlier, everything, because we, could have done the touristy stuff on the first day, done all the final bout stuff on the Wednesday, traveled to Shuano on the Thursday, had all of Friday there to prepare for the event, been 100% ready on the Saturday. Like, by Saturday night, you're like tuned up in the car, like mentally and actually, you know, like everything's working good. You're driving good. And then, then Sunday you just shred. Like,
yeah, I put all the stickers on my car like the night before. Friday night.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I took a photo of you as I was going to the bar, and you were like, why aren't you filming me? I'm like, final belt prep. Like, a photo of you in your car.
I have a pretty sick photo, where it's like my car in the driveway and your car like fully sideways in the two-car garage, and you're like sitting on the ground and like,
But I think that was kind of the thing, is like time management and all of that. Just, it was tough.
I was just getting terrible sleeps too.
Yeah, me too, but I was drinking a lot.
I had great sleeps except for in Shuano. The Shuano sleeps were pretty shit for me.
Yeah.
I was sleeping on like a really tiny couch.
I slept on the big old couch.
But yeah, at that place in Chicago, swam every morning, gym every morning, go out all day. It was great. That part was awesome.
Actually, that's not true. I slept good in Chicago. Yeah, I just slept shitty at Shuano. Because I remember, Ryan and Carter and Eric going out to the bar the night before final bout, and me being like, no, I have to like get a good night's sleep. Like, I drove here all day. Like, I have to like be on my game tomorrow. I have all this stuff to do.
I mean, you should probably mention that your fucking car died on the way to Shuano.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a couple of problems. Like, at one point the car just sucked. It just sucked. Like, it was just so slow and like, it was just terrible.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, but the O2 sensor burnt out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, my wideband sensor burnt out. So then the ECU is like freaking out, seeing like only one, seeing 14.6 always.
And then what happened with the fuel?
I don't really know. I was just driving, and all of a sudden, like, it was just like, and I coasted off to the side. And then we were like, oh, like, well, that's weird. And I was like, oh, Eric, like, key it on, and I'll check the gauge for the fuel pressure. And there was no fuel pressure. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if the fuel pump fell off or the sock fell off or whatever happened. And then, so you know where the jet pump killer goes up? There's like an O-ring.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
That O-ring was fully like torn.
Yes.
Just take the way where I was sort of downhill backwards and downhill to the left. Yeah, yeah. And then so when literally the second I took the pump off, out of the tank just starts overflowing fuel, like all over, dumping onto the ground. Like, it's pouring out onto the ground so far that it's like getting into like the lane where people are driving. And I'm just imagining some like good old boy like pitching his cigarette out the window and like the car going up. And like eventually Eric was just standing there with this huge fire extinguisher. And I was like, yeah, free cremation, man, you know?
Hey, do you have another beer
for you?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
I'll get
I even brought one for Gerard. I bought one for you, and I bought one for Gerard.
Oh, let's get the guy a beer.
Yeah, well, that ain't for you, buddy.
No, I fucking...
I'm going to keep all IPAs of this in fucking, the podcast.
IPAs fucking and me don't agree.
I
don't even really like drinking that much, so...
Yeah, what is fucking straight edge motherfucker?
Give me some water.
Yeah, that's all right.
I will say, as a side, I was the most tired when I came back on this.
These ones are really super sweet. Tilt?
Oh, it's like a lager.
Yeah, probably have the...
I'll probably have this. This is the only one.
Yeah, have the sweet one. Maybe we get the other one. We don't want Philips sponsorship.
No, we don't.
Yeah, so the Jet Pump Killer basically plugs off the thing that previously siphoned to the other from the other saddle tank. And if that thing comes off, all the fuel pressure and all the fuel just bleeds past everything. And so there's no fuel actually going to the front of the car. It just goes back into the tank.
Yeah, when you heat on, you could hear the pump, but it didn't build any pressure in the engine. So, yeah, I don't know. Ryan, you sat in the truck the whole time. How long did that take?
Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, it didn't feel like it took you that long. I was editing, so I don't really know how long it took, but it didn't feel like it. I remember it was like it was happening, and I was like, this might take a while, and then, but remember also then knowing that in Kevin world, when he says this is going to take a while, it is really only 15 minutes.
Well, 15 minutes is a while in my world, you know? A 15-minute delay to me is like the end of the world.
But yeah, I think that the Airbnb was cool for the garage and like the space, like the car, like the driveway was huge, the car shoes, but like it was super far and the accommodations were definitely, I mean, for me.
I mean, it wasn't super far. What are you talking about? It was a 6-minute drive to the track.
It was just, you know, it wasn't. Because like, previous.
Like you didn't book the accommodation. That was like the closest one by a long shot.
I'm just saying.
Previously, we had stayed at that like other hotel.
We stayed at a hotel, which was
like walking distance from like the.
We drove.
Not from the track, but it's walking distance from like the.
No, we drove from the Longhorn.
But also the Longhorn's also, not
the Longhorn's closed, so that's not a place to go anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you need a. Feels like you maybe need a garage like that. I never thought about it until like. We did Drift Week, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, this makes sense, because, like, otherwise you're bringing all your shit inside.
Yeah.
It's a thing that I never consider, because I haven't lived that life.
I mean, the Drift Week garage is, like, fully converted into an office that they didn't want us to use at all, and they fucking swapped a head in there and threw the head in the garbage can.
They sure did.
And there's just like oil stains and drips all over.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but I did an oil change on the street and didn't drive, like, didn't have a single drip.
But I just mean, in general, when you travel with a drift car, the thing that I, because I don't do that, like, I'm used to guys having cars on trailers and stuff, but like, I remember maybe like the first or second night of driving to Arizona for Drift Week, you were like, should we just like sleep in a parking lot? And I was like, why do you want to sleep in a park? And I was like, oh yeah, because like you don't want anyone to break into your car and jack your shit.
I mean,
but I just like, it didn't make sense to me until I was like, oh no, there's everything in this car.
Dude, you so like try have
and the car itself.
Yeah.
Try bringing a 4-car trailer and then parking it in like some sketchy ass middle America town with like pooks driving around nonstop. We're just like, how are we supposed to sleep?
It's funny because like that night we got a hotel room so we could get a good night's sleep.
But we didn't.
And I was up like every 20 minutes peering out the window. Like I got worse sleep than when I like slept in the car on the trailer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The only downside to sleeping in the car on the trailer was the cold. It was freezing cold.
All right. Okay. So we've talked about everything leading up to Final Bout. I feel like we've got that. Now Final Bout itself.
I mean we kind of We sort of glossed over the parts that people the like glamorous parts, which is like the fucking meat. The meat was nuts.
Oh yeah, the meat is my favorite part.
The meat, it was nuts.
I love Korean barbecue. I love the meat.
I mean that was okay. A, there was no big dinner, like with the like core people, and then the highway drive was pretty dismal this year.
All right, well I mean,
but like the I mean, meat I mean, was nuts. Way more not.
The Grid Life meat, yeah, like that could be considered the dinner, you know? There was food, there was a, you know, it was, everybody was there.
Different vibe. The Grid fully Life meat
fully a different vibe.
Fully like being in a video game, and I say that because a guy that is in a video game was in there flipping me the bird, and that's AJ, motherfucker. It felt like I was in a Need for Speed game, and AJ's car was inside.
It did feel like a Need for Speed game.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, that is the one thing. Like, that doing that part of it was, like, going from Final Bout 1 to Gallery. Because I didn't do the cruise on Gallery, which I know was crazy. But I couldn't because June was still really young. Doing that, I was like, holy shit, how much this event has evolved and, like, grown into this thing that is, like, this is such an experience. Oh, like,
yeah.
And that's really the thing. Like, people ask, oh, how was Final Bout? And I was like Final Bout is one aspect.
To me, Final Bout is half of it.
It's I would say it's, to me, it's one third. Like, maybe not quite as little as one third, but it's not half because there's the, like, aspect of, like, the vacation and, so, like,
40%.
I feel like it's the it's the protein on the plate. If you had a meal, it's your protein.
Yeah.
But, like, this shit is the sides, and the sides are to die for. Like, it's like, I've never had it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if Final Bout wasn't happening, you probably wouldn't just, like, ship your car to Chicago. No. But then, like, also, like, if Final Bout wasn't happening, all those people and all those cars wouldn't be in Chicago. So the vibe wouldn't be there, you know?
Yeah. It is the amount of effort that they
cumulative effort.
Not even
like the people. Oh, you're talking about.
I just mean organizing the event. Oh, yeah.
I think the Gerard's got the better point of view. It's like the cumulative effort of these 100 people to meet up in this fucking tiny little town.
More than 100 people, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100 cars.
Yeah, like I just mean like 100 cars, but I meant like the before part. Like, there's people coming just to that part.
That
have come to watch it. You know what I mean?
The thing in my mind, and because I don't drive, as I say every fucking podcast, but for me, the thing is like the Chicago guys do such an exceptional job of curating an experience for everyone, for the drivers in Chicago, and they've done that from day one.
Yeah,
I've been on like an architecture tour with them. And that is effort. Like, imagine, like, hey, we're not only going
to
give
you... I mean, we just talked about, like, trying to plan and coordinate 8 people in our group.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine trying to plan and coordinate 40, 50 drivers who all have plus 1, plus 2, plus 5.
Yeah. They're, like, on a phone being like, we got to go to the airport and get all these guys. Yeah. Who's got a cool car that can go?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, as...
That was something that we missed this year because we weren't there a day... or if we would have been there the day earlier... On Wednesday, we would have been at the airport.
We were in a situation where everybody was just looking at your guys' cars, which is, like, unreal. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about that, really. It's in the video, but what an amazing experience that is. What an amazing experience they facilitated.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a... You know, they could just be like, hey, as a sponsor, you get some flags, you get a social media post, but, like, oh, no, you're, like, here, you have this cool shit. Come hang out, you're part of this. And so I think it's just overall, they've always done a good job of doing that. And I cannot imagine how much effort that is. And it feels like it's different every year.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely, I mean, I haven't been the last whatever couple, but it's definitely different from Gallery. And then I assume it's, you know, because I did see the last year one. And I saw the cars in that sort of corral where I parked. And then the Need for Speed sort of undergroundy thing was definitely there. I don't know what the rest of it that they did. Mm-hmm. But there's always the P-quads. And then there's like usually a barbecue of some sort.
Yeah, there's always the things. And people go out of their way to make you feel welcome. And I think that is what a big part of that is. Yeah. But...
I mean, if I feel like if there's hundreds of people descending upon Vancouver, I'd also want to be trying to, like, show them a great time. And
But, man, that's fucking tough. Like, look, even for me, it's like, I want to show you a great time, but I got my own fucking life. You're on vacation.
There's no way you can have an event that size and that caliber without a team.
It was interesting doing the media meeting, which you guys weren't there for, where they, like, kind of said, like, this is a driver's event. You guys kind of, like, don't get in the way. Mm-hmm. This is for them. This isn't in a nice way, like, not for you. This is, but everyone's excited to be there anyway. And watching how much that event has grown, how polished it is, how much the driving has just gotten better and better every year. Like, man, it's wild to look at.
Yeah, I mean, the driving is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the driving now is, like, some next-level shit. Like, like in gallery, it was, like, you could definitely pick out, like, maybe 5-10 at the most. Like, 5 solid, like, good-ass drivers, 10, like, pretty good drivers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's, like, I mean, who was so much better than anybody else? Like, a lot of people were really
good. Well, it would be easier just to pick out the people who weren't good.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, that'd be us. that'd be us for sure.
That would be a big me.
I will say, yeah. And I, I've been drinking, so now I'll say this. It was a weird experience because from where I was standing, like, I'm out with the regulars.
Yeah.
You guys are living your life, doing cool shit. But it's like, everyone's amped on your cars. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it's like then the first few goes, like, not the best runs, but, and then I'm out there kind of being like, no, like, look, one, like, these are all new builds. Well, yours is a new build. Jerry hasn't drifted in, like, years. It's like, they got to
warm up.
It's yeah. like, we got some rust. But it's like rust on the rotors.
Fucking, like, ridiculous thing to anyone else. It's like, oh, you just came all the way here, shipped your cars to shake the cobwebs off at final bout 7? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it is like a funny thing. So I was immensely impressed with how much of an impression the 3 Serial 9 cars made.
They did seem to make quite the impression.
But then the Saturday for me was a tough day because I'm like, was trying to get all this media of you guys, super amped. And then like you said, like you're not out there till 1:30. I can only be in so many spots at one point. Same with Satoshi. Should we be getting photos? Should we be getting video? There's a lot of shit going through your mind. And even if you do 10 to 15 runs, there's only so many shots that you can get from where you're standing. Yeah. And you're kind of like, you're sorting it out. And it's
well, it's like I do one run on the beginner or the Super D entry or layout and then immediately go to the advanced layout. You know what I mean? It's like if you were there, now you're going to like run over there. I'm going to do 2 laps over there and be like, oh, I'm having a tire problem. And then I'm going to go in and like, now you didn't get anything. And
it's at one point, somebody did turn and look at me and was like, what's going on with your boys? And then I had to like explain.
Yeah, it was probably Ryan.
It wasn't Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to name names. No, but it was, and I was like, no, like, yeah. And so that Saturday was stressful in that way for me too, because I was like, I'm here to get the shit of you guys, and but it is, again, going back to what
I said,
can
only get the shit that is presented to you though.
Yeah but it goes back to, I also know that both of you can do it.
Yeah,
I've been around,
and that's honestly one of
the most
frustrating things is like, yeah, I went there the other time, I sucked in the beginning, but I was like totally fine. Like, I could hold my own the entire, like, next day and a half, right?
Yeah.
But this time, I only...
It's because you had an Aristo, that's why. The Aristo was the secret recipe.
No, Gerard had way more seat time and, like...
Yeah. How dare you?
Gerard was, like, drifting mission 2 weeks before, like...
And also, the car was, like, fucking dialed.
Yeah, there was no issues.
Those are the things that you don't see, and then that was the part that was kind of, yeah, not that it was, anyway, there was so much that I actually learned on this trip from, like, so much shit. I saw correlate, like, the things that I was frustrated about where I was like, I wish these guys were out here drifting, I know they can do this, it's a struggle right now.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I'm coming up, like, this is a weird correlation to make, but I'm coming up against those same struggles in the way that I do media. It's just like, oh, maybe if I would have backed all my shit up like 2 or 3 times, we wouldn't be in making a video podcast right now, you know? Like, maybe I, you know, there's all these like little subtle learning experiences where it's like, oh, I would do that differently and I would do that differently. And I've never in the like 20... Is it 20 years? It's like 15 years of automotive media. I've never left an event being like, oh, these are the things that I actually learned. It's just like, that was fun, and I got a photo, and it's fucking cool. Where it's like, now it's like, oh, yeah, it's like, yeah. And I'm sure that was going to... My question is, what did you learn from doing this event? Like, what would you take away as going forward?
I was gonna say, like, I feel like the main thing I learned, I already knew, though. And that was, like, don't build the car 1 month ahead of time.
Second time you did it, and first time it worked out really well.
It worked out okay. But, you know, like, I don't know, I managed to keep the bumper on the whole time. Like, the last time it was, like, first run, I, like, lost the bumper, and then I didn't run the bumper. Like the every run after that, I lost the bumper. So it was, like, I don't know. I feel like the biggest takeaway would be, like, the pallet has to go earlier.
Yeah.
Go 1 day earlier. Yeah. If we would have... It somehow feels like if the pallet would have shipped 1 day earlier, it would have arrived on time for us. Mm-hmm. And it feels like if we would have gone there 1 day earlier and shifted everything 1 day earlier, we would have been so much more prepared that it wouldn't even mattered if the pallet arrived or not. But if we'd done both of those things, we would have been like, so could have been so much more successful.
Yeah. And I mean, also too, like I wanted to log the car in Chicago, but like, cause I didn't have my own laptop and like, I kind of had to bother you to do it. And then you were sort of getting like irate and like, we don't need to do that. Like, fuck that shit. And I was like, okay, like sure. And I'll just wait till we go to the track and do it. And then like, yeah, I waited to the track and then I go on the track and my car's fucked up. So like, I could have definitely like sorted out the car 2 days before.
I'll get a little bit defensive here because you're like, fuck that shit. You had 5 different tunes that I downloaded and installed for you.
Yeah.
So like, would it have made a difference if you had 7 different tunes?
No, but like I
could come and then you ended up going back 2 different tunes to tune number 3.
I only logged once on the track.
I have 3 logs from you. I have Gerard log 1, Gerard log 2, Gerard log 3.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think those were. I don't think they were. Because I only sent, like, I only was like, yo, here's the fucking one. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is, like, in Chicago, my car was fine. It's only that last day when it started to stall out when I would turn. Then, like, I don't know, like, if I would have logged that aspect of it. And, I mean, realistically, like, the car's still fucked up. So it's, like, probably not a tune issue, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was going to say, like, I thought the whole team thing was a really cool aspect for me. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the company of the people. I enjoyed the fact that there were, like, people stoked on doing media, whether, like, on different levels. Totally. Like, all that was really cool. Like, even Eric was doing media, which is, like, super dope. Like, he did a great job. Soha had some really cool shots and stuff. And everyone's just collectively just stoked to, like, be there and film and, like, enjoy and...
Yeah, it is a different experience when you have like a crew.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool to have this like with them in the podcast.
No, I thought about that. I wanted that, but you know, here we are.
Yeah,
it is. We also, I don't know. We also had grandiose plans of like having our like postmortem of the event, so we can plan for the next time. And we didn't do that either. So.
Yeah, I mean, we still should. I honestly that. As surreal as this event was, it's also probably the most stressed I've been about anything I've ever automotively done. Yeah. It's a weird thing. I'm just going to toss this out there. Our relationship is a weird thing because we're friends, but I also commit to doing all this shit. And I Drew from former OMG Drift fame and... now works for Tire Street. And when I was talking to him, I was like, oh, I'm shooting for Serial 9. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, but they're like, we're really good friends. He's like, oh, so you understand the burden of trying not to annoy them, but also at the same time trying to show them how invaluable you are. And I was like, holy shit, yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh shit, you just spoke right to my soul.
Yeah, like, and he said it in such a better way than that, and I was like, holy shit, I should write that down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the most, because now it's like, if I fuck up, I'm not fucking up for myself. I'm fucking up for you guys, and there's a thing attached to all of this, which is, it's a lot, and yeah, so, and then that was a thing, like, not to harp on it, but yeah, like, you guys had such a presence, like, holy shit, you know, like, nobody had sedans that fucking low, that fucking dope there.
One thing I will say, and it's like kind of, you know, it's a bit like arrogant. A, we're a company, mm-hmm. right? B, we can bring our cars there and fucking sit in the parking lot, and still it's a fairly successful endeavor because we gained the whatever.
Right.
So like the fact that we drove even at all is almost like a bonus. So it's almost like the cars being so sick and the fact that we're a company trying to like promote our products, like it almost like doesn't excuse the like lack of good driving, but it like definitely sort of like if we went there with S13s that looked crazy and just sucked, it would be a lot different than we went there with these like fully ridiculous sedans that nobody's ever fucking seen drifting and ever and then drifted sort of mediocre to poor.
Yeah.
Like Carter, it was good because Carter held it down. You know what I mean? Like you were like definitely pretty good. I was like, you know, like.
I mean, I don't know when I was.
I just sort of called it at the end of the first day. I'm like, I'm not going to drive anymore. I'm not going to fucking embarrass myself. I'm
happy that you went back because you were like, I'm just going to talk to people. And then I came back and you were like amped on driving. And that was great. And yeah, I was happy to see. So this, I will say, the most happy I've ever seen Gerard was on this trip, which was like great. Yeah. But it was after you were like just ripping on the highway.
No, it was when you were walking into the grid light. You were just like ear to ear grinning. And you're just like, what even is this? Is this real? Like, what even is this?
Well, it's like, it's crazy because, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is I like we shipped our cars to like Chicago and I got to race with Kelly, the 147, who like I think is like literally like probably the coolest 147 like ever, and I didn't even know he was gonna be there, and then it just so happened that he was like ripping on the highway at the same time as me, and then we were racing each other, and I was like, fuck, this is so cool, like I don't even know this dude, but I know him online, and I gave him thumbs up, and we're just like, and then when we parked beside each other, it was just like that's such a cool thing, like to be in another part of the world, meet this other dude who has also this super cool car. And like our cars would never be together if it wasn't for Final Bout.
If not for that,
And not only that, like, Josh, Ilya, like all those other cars, like even the Charm guys, like if I was driving better, you're never gonna fucking drive with those cars again. Maybe we go to Japan, we can, but like, a lot of people got to drive with these dudes in Japan, from Japan, which was cool. Or like drive with people from California or BC or Chicago or whatever, and like that's like just so cool.
It is.
That's not the time to say it, but I'll say it now. I learned how much I still love S chassis from being at that event. I was just like, "Fuck, S chassis are sick."
Yeah,
it was so overwhelming. I couldn't even fathom like the amount and the variety and the, but that red one was fucking so sick, the one that like almost won or whatever, the one that we saw on the street, in our video,
the guys from Texas.
Hey, what was your favorite team that was there that wasn't you? I couldn't even tell.
I mean, honestly, like Animal Style was fucking,
I mean, Animal Style,
shredding,
came correct,
but I mean that's the thing is like how can you even like what like what do you even compare Animal Style to, like, I don't even know. Like, I guess there were a lot of other good teams, but, like...
Front Street.
The fact...
O-Seed.
To me that, like, they just drove that level the whole weekend, it's... To me, it's incomparable.
It feels like... Remember when there was, like, Animal Style Wolf livery, and the cars are all super sick, and the driving was like... All right. And then it became, like, Animal Style... No bumpers, like white fenders, no livery, just no caring what the car looks like. And then the driving from there got a lot better. But now it seems like they've come together. Yeah. And it's like the cars are back to that level. They're not as low. Like the cars then were like low. The cars aren't low now, but the cars are that nice, that much painted, that much livery. And the driving is right. The driving is right.
I'm fucking so hungry. I didn't have dinner.
Yeah, I had a... Sometimes dinner is just a gummy.
We get two Mama Burgers on the way home.
Yeah, you are, buddy. Look at this little ditty.
This is not a good beer. It's not even sour. It tastes like... No, it's actually not even that sweet at all. It just tastes like an IPA masked with a...
There's no way that tastes like an IPA.
It tastes like more hoppy than... than soury.
I realized my favorite thing that I learned is there's so little things that I get to like call you on in our relationship, because like we mostly talk about cars. I don't get to call you on shit about cars, but I think back to me shouting about Pizza Garden. I'm like, yeah, of course I did that. Yeah. And you just like looking at me like, why are you so upset about Pizza Garden? And I was like, it's the only thing that I feel like I have a valid opinion on when I'm having a conversation with Gerard. And now this beer, I'm sure it doesn't taste like an IPA.
No, it doesn't taste like an IPA. It's just, it's like way more hoppy than it is sour. So like for them to call it a sour, it's like, it's definitely a stretch.
Right on.
Yeah, because I don't know totally the names of the teams.
Right.
Like, Hayes is an interesting, like, they're definitely, like, the cars are kind of crazy because they're, like, these fucking KA cars.
Yeah.
But they also have no livery.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're quite good at driving. So it's, like, an interesting mix of, like, they're almost, like, they remind me a bit of, what was the white fucking sedans from Canada? The Saskatchewan guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the R32 sedan with a KA, and he had 6-inch PVC.
Oh, no, that's Alberta. That's Heat Bloom.
They remind me of, like, the essence of Heat Bloom, but, like, they're just way better, and the cars are better and everything, but that's kind of what they remind me of. It's, like, a little bit, it seems unfinished because it's final boat. Like, but, like, I think, obviously, it's deliberate that they don't have liveries and stuff, but, like, yeah, it's got a bit of that vibe.
Someone like broke down all of like the different regions and what they bring to the table, and I thought it was really interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. I'd like to see that.
But it was like, I mean, it was like off the record, but it was essentially like East Coast dudes are here to like
compete.
There's that one. Okay, you know who was fucking nuts, dude? That one. I don't know who he came with, but it was that white BMW E36 sedan. And they're like, basically, that's a pro car. It makes 700 horsepower and it has like a fucking sequential gearbox. That guy was fucking... I only saw it in the videos, but the dude was full backies like, just ridiculous.
I mean, it's a BMW, so I...
No, but it's not, I mean...
I get it. No, I'm not just saying this isn't
it was a
Pizza Garden
turbo
thing. You're probably right. I'm just saying I didn't care.
I know.
The problem is, like, when you have the nice car... You don't want to do the thing, and that's sort of how you get real good. You know what I mean?
I mean, yes and no. I think there's a thing where, like, I don't know if I'm care.
Trying to hit, but like,
I don't know if I care that much to be that close. Like, I think you can still be like consistently good.
What were we saying? Favorite cars, favorite teams.
I think like the Liensense livery was like the. Those were the best looking cars, in my opinion.
Which ones? Japanese cars.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think those are the best looking cars. I really like that livery. Maybe like Risky Devil would be like my favorite team, just because it's like, I feel like they're my buddies a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but which ones?
That's
AJ and Rick.
But yeah. Rick was just driving.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's what
makes you on the team.
I know.
I got a guy that I shout at every time I see him, and I think that's worth the world.
Sorry, I got to say this. It's pretty intimidating to watch literally everybody go out on the fucking beginner and just absolutely link the track and shred and just do amazing.
I'm going to say a thing, and please don't take offense to it. Yeah. Everyone else did the round, right? They like...
Yeah.
You guys,
like,
kind
that's
of
what I mean. We weren't even a team. We're not even a fucking team.
So you're like, I mean, that's kind of intimidating.
They all won a regional event.
Like, in whatever Willy Wonka, the person that like buys the gold.
But see, that's kind of okay.
Yeah.
Which is fucking dope.
You buy Yeah, you also can't put that in, but it's...
Yeah, you can.
This is the one time I get to be like, I fucking told you so. I'm so fucking happy you brought the Blit and you didn't bring the 100. The Blit was the move. I have a video clip of Buddy being like, I didn't know what a Blit was until this weekend, and now it's the fucking best thing I've ever seen. And it's like, yeah.
I was saying to Gerard, like, the next time we go to Final Bout, like, as long as it's not, like, next year or maybe even the next year, I got to bring the GS. Like, have to just bring the most preposterous car.
Yeah, but, like, you have to actually shred.
But nobody there is ready for
her. Yeah, because it was, that was, it's so funny. The one of the things that I like about the coffee meet is there's Ilya just talking to these Japanese drivers being like, looking at Carter's car being like, 19, it's a big wheel. Like, it's just like, it's so, and they're like BBSs, which is like a thing that we were like, nobody brings BBSs, you know? Like,
but it's crazy because it's also on another level because the BBSs are from Japan off that fucking car, which is like, just like the craziest thing.
Yeah, when he told me he was like step-lipping his stock BBSs, I was just like, nah, like why? That's, there's nothing about that that's gonna turn out good. And then seeing them on the car, I was just like, yo, that Fox, like, that looks real good. Yo, and then he lent them to his buddy who I got the Weds off of, who has the UCF 30, and he put them on for a car show for the weekend, and his car looked fucking super sick on them too.
I'm going to say my favorite team was Proceed. Love to see them. But one other thing I learned is I don't care as much about the Japanese drivers and teams as much as everyone else. And it's cool that other people do. I think that's very valid. I'm just always excited to see the people that I know do a thing that they're really good at. And like, in every time they do it. So like, I get to see you guys do a thing. It was different than the last time you did it. Cool to see those cars. It's... I think I often take all of this for granted that I exist in a world where, you know, just two of my very good friends are very good at just suspension for Toyotas, which is fucking wild. And then you go to Chicago and there's these guys that have just a fleet of cars that are amazing to watch drive, and watching them from Final Bout 1 to now, going back to back to wins. They always do something different with their cars every year. Like, they're so invested in it, and it's just amazing to watch. So, always excited to see that. Anyway, that was my answer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say almost like Serial 9 almost brings like the exotic aspect. You know what I mean? Because like all the good teams all have the same cars. The only ones that weren't that were the Charm guys, and then what's that?
English Tune. I mean, there's that S2000. That was a wild card.
Yeah. But yeah, it is good because there's a lot of good cars, but there's a lot of the same good cars, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like... it's excusable to just drive poorly. But like...
Yeah.
There was a driver out there who was like, yo, those cars don't look very easy to drive.
Yeah.
And like, it was like...
Maybe that's what people were thinking.
But it's like, I'd rather they think that I suck and the suspension works good than like, oh, those cars are hard to drive, like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the same as an S13 to drive.
No.
Not a fucking chance. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you choose this life, you got to commit to it.
Yeah.
I've been with Chob and him being like, maybe I should just get an S14.
Yeah, to
like,
that would have been a comparable sort of,
but it's like,
car.
Now he is good in that car. So.
And I mean, realistically too, at USR, at US Air, whatever, those are big cars. They are big cars.
It's a go-kart track.
Like being in the smaller cars on that track, there's a lot more track.
You got a lot of room to like make adjustments.
A lot more like perpendicularness possible.
You know,
it's weird though, because like drifting on that track, I didn't really ever feel like I was like, man, this car is so big.
No, you don't. But then,
smaller.
If you had a smaller car,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, because even
I'm gonna take a picture of your car so I can insert it into the.
Even when I, yeah, because when I drove the Aristo and stuff too, it's like, it is what it is. The, you know, the part where I feel it the most, when you go on the Super D layout, when you come out of the basically hairpin or whatever and do the S, they're really tight. Those are, in my opinion, the tightest corners on the track.
Yeah.
And like, you can't, you kind of can't even really get into it because you're just like, rah, rah,
yeah,
and then you're like,
and then
you kind of want to just like, rah, but like, you just, I run out of track or like run out of, you know.
I feel like, yeah, if you were to like be fully bent and fully on the gas, you'd be whipping the car so much.
Which would look amazing.
In those two corners that you'd have no or very little like momentum.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know. What else would you say about it? I think, yeah, it was stressful.
Would you like summarize it or like take, what's your like main takeaway or like, you know what I mean?
I've never been so exhausted leaving an event.
Oh, really?
No, I like came home and I was, we all said when we were going to the border to get your cars, it's like, I'm so tired this week.
Yeah, we were all very tired.
I don't know if it was like an age thing for me.
Well, one thing that I, okay, one, this is, I mean, this is neither here nor there, and it's kind of completely irrelevant, but also that camera's turned off, the G7.
I think the organization helped a lot. We definitely had, like, some fairly, I mean, I don't know how well it sort of played out, but I think the expectations and the whatever in the beginning was a key factor.
Without setting that, people didn't really know what was expected of them, and, yeah, that was a huge part. Yeah, like the pre-planning.
Yeah.
I did make a PowerPoint, which was a very funny.
Yeah, that was super funny. That made it professional AF. I really fully did though.
I was like, oh, I better make a PowerPoint.
Fully did, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, it was just like maybe want to do it more.
Yeah, 100%. What I was gonna say is, yeah, if you ever get a chance to go out to see one or to attend one or to fucking drive at one or whatever, yeah, it's sick. Cause
yeah.
I was going to say, like, as far as drifting, it is a one-of-a-kind experience because it's so much more than drifting. Like,
yeah.
Like you go to, a, like, if even if you're drifting at, like, a Formula D level, like, there's, you know, I'm sure there's the things that exist in that world as well, but, like, no. You're not driving your drift car around on the street that you're going to go and fucking either bang doors or throw at the curb or do all that like on the track and then maybe driving it home.
As far as I know, the closest thing to this is like halfway hangs in Australia. Mm. And that's in Australia. We've all had the privilege of being around all different types of drifting. Mm-hmm. And I would say that there is nothing like Final Bout. If you're ever lucky enough to drift at it or be a friend of someone who drifts at it, then you got to do the whole thing. You don't just go for the weekend in Shuano. You go to Chicago, take it all in and do the thing. The people that plan the event see to it that it's worthwhile, and it is absolutely worthwhile. And the only thing that I would realistically change from any of this is for all of us to do it better if we were to ever do it again. You know, be, that's me, the use, the everything. It's like, be the caliber of that event. Bring what they bring to it. Bring that same energy and that same level of folk. Even
I think we tried to, and I don't think we're so far off. And I think that we know the things that we would do to change that. Yeah. If we went, I take that back. I was going to be like, if we went last year, like, you know what I mean? Like if and we didn't go in 2024, we went 2023. It's like, I feel like my car would be so dialed. I would have been so confident. The Altezza, like it wouldn't have been the same for you or whatever. But I just mean in term for me. Like, if I would have went last year, I feel like I would have just drifted all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the Altezza has been, for the last few years, until it has become a cube, the thing that was like, you could get in and you knew what to do.
Yeah.
There's a whole conversation to be had of the crown in versus Lopez. Oh, yeah. Which is not the time right now, but no. Yeah.
Many people have asked.
Now's not the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for podcast 101, and we'll talk about
Dalmatians,
what it's like to drift a big ass car, and what it's like to drift a weird wagon JZX.
Small ass car.
It's like definitely not small, but it's not big.
No.
Honestly, the craziest part is everyone's like, "Yo, that car's like really big," but I guess it's because it's like, A, it's a JZX, which is like bigger than most of the cars there, and it's a wagon, so like it's very.
But I feel like substantial if an S13 was a wagon, it would be the same size. No.
It's gotta be more doors. Oh, hey, like, let's call it on this.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for being a friend.
Man, yeah. June's watched so much Golden Girls in the last bit. Anyway, hey, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns for the boys, let me know and I'll do my best to get to them. Sorry it took so long for us to do another podcast, but we appreciate you. Thanks for coming along for the journey.
These things happen.
All right. Peace out.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Serial Podcast 9.